support that Google.org and Google employees have contributed to support immigrants and refugees worldwide. Though the statement notes this is only a temporary solution, Google notes the need for legislation to protect Dreamers and deliver other much-needed reforms. One of Google's founders, Sergey Brin, was born in Russia before coming to the U.S. as a child. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Today, lots of sunshine again with temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 50s.
At 5 this Thursday morning, it is 30 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Governor Ralph Northam gave his State of the Commonwealth address last night. Among other things, Northam said that he supports the legalization of marijuana and a pay raise for teachers.
It's still vital to make sure our criminal justice system operates fairly and punishes people equitably.
Plus, Northam is pushing for an investment in education. That means giving teachers a pay raise and schools the means to offset enrollment drops due to the pandemic.
Education is the best tool we have to make our Commonwealth a better, more equitable place for everyone.
He also said the state has more money than first anticipated, with revenues up 15.1% in December and 7.8% year over year, far ahead of the anticipated 1.2% revenue.
One person was killed in a crash on the 250 bypass near Locust Avenue in Charlottesville last night. The victim's identity has not been released.
The senior statesmen of Virginia hosted their monthly meeting, hosting Albemarle County Commonwealth's Attorney Jim Hinsley on criminal justice reform.
We need to use jail as a last resort and not a first response.
He is also pushing for lawmakers to ban mandatory minimum sentencing.
The judges should be able to make sentences that are appropriate to individual circumstances. That can't happen when the legislature predetermines what a punishment's going to be.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Beau Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 30 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech men's basketball. They take on Wake Forest Sunday at 5:30, brought to you by R.L. Byer Construction on WCHV.
Hi, Virginia. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense, like switching to GEICO. They're the largest auto insurer in the state, and they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense, like reclining seats on airplanes. Reclining an inch doesn't do anything but smash the knees of the person behind you.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Autocorrect, however, makes no sense. I want to write my word, not your word, smartphone.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, it makes no sense that boxing rings are square, but round pizzas go in square boxes. Pfft, who's coming up with this stuff?
So, Virginia, it makes sense to switch to GEICO online today.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Much of Washington, D.C.'s under lockdown after the House voted to impeach the president yesterday, and with more threats of violent attacks.